It's a blessing to come together the last Friday of the year to lift up the name of Jesus from our different perspective homes. And so we're going to go ahead on and get started. Brother James, you're ready to go?
Amen.
I'm going to turn
Amen.
It over to you.
Praise the Lord. God is so faithful. My prayer topic this morning is looking beyond our faults. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. My scripture that I'm going to open with is in my favorite book of the Bible, the book of James. Just a few verses here. Verse 1 says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Verse 2 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And the verse that, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown, tossed to and fro, that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Your word makes it very clear that if we lack anything, Lord God, we can come to you, Lord God. So even as my topic is looking beyond our faults, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we can, asking for forgiveness, Lord God, first of all, of our sins, Lord God, of omission and commission, Lord God, even knowing that there was something that we didn't get right, Lord God, we lift that up to you, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, we just miss the mark. Sometimes, Lord God, we get off track, Lord God, or go down the wrong path, Lord God. There's times, Lord God, where no one's fault but our own, Lord God, that we just, Lord God, just don't get it right, Lord God. And so even, Lord God, the faults that we might have against our fellow brother or sister, Lord God, we offer all of those faults, Lord God, unto you, Lord God, even faults, Lord God, in our thoughts, Lord God, faults in our words or in our deeds, Lord God, we offer it to you, Lord God. Our prayer this morning is for forgiveness, Lord God. Grant us the strength to do better, Lord God. We will do better because we know better, Lord God. Grant us the strength to do better, Lord God. Grant us the courage, Lord God, to look, Lord God, beyond our faults, Lord God. Lord, we know that you do not want your children in bondage, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you do not want your children to be held captive in their minds. Lord, we know that you do not want your children to be shackled in chains of guilt over an axe. Around the 12th chapter reminds us, I'm thinking of when the angel of the Lord appeared to Peter in his jail cell. And Lord, the angel appeared and a bright light appeared. And Peter was sleeping, and the angel said, get up. And the chains fell off his wrist. The bondage was gone. Get up. So, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we have a get-up experience with you, Lord God, that as we grow, Lord God, we can go, Lord God, not having, Lord God, looking beyond our faults, Lord God, and not looking back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are all-powerful, Lord God, and that you have the power to deliver and set free. So it's not too much for us to ask, Lord God. It's not too much for us to believe that you can free us in our mind and in our heart so we can look past our faults, no matter what it is, no matter what the fault was, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, because we have all fallen short in some way or another, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, that we can come to Jesus, Lord God. We can come to the altar, Lord God, and grab a hold of it, Lord God, and that we can lay there, Lord God, and have a conversation with you and let you know, Lord God, because you know, Lord God, the matters of our heart, Lord God. We can cast our cares upon you, Lord God, because you care for us, Lord God. Over in Galatians, the first chapter reminds us, now that the Lord has set us free, make sure that we stay free and don't go back to what had us tied up again. So, Lord God, as you loose, Lord God, as you free us in our mind, Lord God, so we're not looking at, Lord God, the faults of the past, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as the word says, we need to stay clear of what had us in that situation, Lord God, or that circumstance, Lord God, and not go back, Lord God, that we can look up to the hills for what's coming our help. Psalms 121 talks about that. The word says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from what's coming my help. And my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be free, like in John 8, where it says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we want to have freedom in our mind, Lord God. So we thank you for our mind. We thank you that our mind will be stayed upon you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that we have the mind of Christ, Lord God. We have a renewed mind, Lord God, a mind that is fixed on you, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, because if we're still breathing, that means there is still work for us to do, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, because we don't want to miss the mark, Lord God. We want to get it right. We want you to be able to say how good and pleasant, Lord God. We want some certain things to be said when you look down upon your children, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as Lord God, we have a clear mind, Lord God, and we're not looking in the past, as we're looking forward to the present, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a clear conscience, because we know, Lord God, that you're there with us, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you will lead us and guide us into all truth, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that we can be focused and we can be attentive, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you so that we can go out into the highways and byways and seek and save those which are lost, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you that we will be equipped, Lord God. We will be equipped, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we, as we go out and we're ready for battle, Lord God, that as we have our mind right, Lord God, we thank you that we have on the whole armor of God, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we gird our loins about with truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord God, we thank you for the shield of faith. We thank you for the helmet of salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All of this to protect our mind, to protect our heart, to protect us, Lord God, so we can be armed and ready for battle, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, even as we're Lord God, walking the streets, Lord God, even as we're in the gym, even as we're on our jobs, even as we're in our workplace, Lord God, that we can be, Lord God, that light, Lord God, that light that illuminates a room, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, my God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we can be attentive, Lord God. We can be attentive to what you want us to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we're free in our mind, Lord God. We're free in the mind, Lord God. We're not looking back to the past, Lord God. We're not looking back at our faults, Lord God. We're not looking back at our failures, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, that we can look towards leveling up, Lord God, even in our maturity, in our walk with you, Lord God, even in whatever level we're on, we can focus on leveling up, Lord God. We can focus on getting closer to you, Lord God. Your word says that if we draw closer to you, you will draw closer to us, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for always having your arms out, Lord God, ready to grab us when we reach out for you, Lord God. You always have your arms open, Lord God, ready to hug us, Lord God, when we just need a hug. You're such a great Father. And the word great just don't do enough, Lord God, because you're always there. You're omnipresent, Lord God. Your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we can always call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We can always call upon the name of the Lord. We can always turn to you, Lord God. You never turn your back on us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You're so worthy. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace that you show us daily, Lord God. And we couldn't do this without both. We need your mercy and your grace, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that that we hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against it, Lord God. That way, Lord God, we're ready. We're ready for whatever the enemy might throw us. Oh, hallelujah. We're ready for whatever darts and bullets that the enemy throws our way. We're ready because we will be armed and dangerous, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, that Lord God, we will, Lord God, be ready. Our feet will be planted, Lord God. Our feet will be planted, Lord God, and the steps of a good man are ordered by you. Your word says that, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, that we could put one foot in front of the other, Lord God, going closer to the direction that you called us to, Lord God, not getting off track, Lord God, but staying focused, Lord God, staying focused, staying centered, staying grounded, Lord God. And wherever we're at, Lord God, whatever our GPS sets us, Lord God, we're able to minister, Lord God. Wherever our GPS, Lord God, wherever we're at, Lord God, no matter what city, what state, what country it is, we're always ready, Lord God, to serve, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we make ourselves available, Lord God, and we follow Jesus' example, Lord God, because he didn't come onto this earth, Lord God, to be served. He came to this earth, Lord God, to serve, Lord God. So we thank you for obedience to serve, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, our bishop, Lord God, our pastor, and our leaders, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, because they pour out so much. They sacrifice so much to make sure that they are serving the Lord and doing what you called them to do, Lord God. Let us be obedient, Lord God, so that way, even, Lord God, as we are vines, Lord God, and we're connected in some place, some location. We are all connected, Lord God, but let us all do our part, Lord God. Every member, Lord God, let us all do our part, Lord God. No big eyes, Lord God. We're all trying to do our part, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We love you so much, Lord God. We count it a privilege, a joy, and an honor, Lord God, to serve under you, Lord God, under the Most High, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. Put someone in our path, Lord God, on today, Lord God, that we can minister no matter wherever we're at, Lord God, through maybe word, Lord God, or through a look, through a touch, Lord God, through a song, Lord God, through some type of blessing, Lord God, in some way, shape, or another. Let it not just be about us, Lord God. Put someone in our path right now. Start showing us that person right now. Show us that person right now, Lord. And Lord, let us be obedient, Lord God, to go and do what you called us to do, Lord God. It's not about us, Lord God. It's about you, Lord God. It's about you, Lord God. And Lord God, when we're obedient to do it, Lord God, let us not look for nothing in return, Lord God. Let us not look for nothing in return, Lord God. We just give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We just thank you so much that we're free in our mind, Lord God. No more looking back. No more looking at the past faults. No more looking at the past failures. We love you, and we count it all done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And at this time, I'll turn you back over to our host.
Ooh, amen, 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 amen. Brother James, thank you so much for that powerful, impactful, fervent prayer. Hallelujah. We serve a God that looks beyond our faults.
Yes.
We are free. And as the word says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We are free to praise him. Hallelujah. No matter where we are on today, we thank God again for that prayer. Thank you for standing in the gap for the people. I just want to encourage you on today, those that have joined us. We don't know. You may have to leave. You may not be able to stay for the full service on today. But as believers, we are disciplined through our daily ministry. So we encourage you to log back on to Bishop Clark's Daily Word on today at 9 a.m. We also want to encourage you to just minister from your location, just as Brother James said, minister from your location as mature believers. We are strong people who know God, and we serve his purpose. Our mission statement is that we are a construction site for the family, a university for success. We are people vowing to praise his holy name. We are a church that is impacting the world. We encourage you to give because this is good seed. We encourage you to give through our Cash App, which is $BACA Church, or you can go to give 216-446-29. I'm sorry, you can text to give, 216-446-1209. Okay, and you can also upload your prayer requests. I'm going to now turn it over to our second prayer lead, which would be Sister Pat.
Good morning, everybody. My topic is desire. I read some scriptures I have here. Psalm 27:4. One thing that I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And 1 John 5:15 says, and if we know that we hear, that he hears us, and whatsoever we ask, we know that we will have the petition that we desire of him. We desire the sincere milk of the word. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as a new babe desires the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. And we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else is added on unto us. For the word of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We seek the desires of the Lord. The word of the Lord God is nigh unto us. And we apply the word of God to our daily life. Lord, let us walk in thy will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray, God, let the word of the Lord God come alive, it is an activated, filled with power and demonstration that we are, our steps are ordered by the Lord. That any man that be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become anew. God put our former life away from us, as far as the east is from the west. And we desire the word of God. God's word is alive and filled with power and demonstration, bringing healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit. And we take the word of the Lord God and use it against the enemy. He's under our feet, Lord. Lord, we stomp the devil's head and send them back to the pit of hell where he came from in the mighty name of Jesus. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord God, and we work the work of the Lord God, that we are not ignorant of who we are in Christ Jesus. We put on the whole armor of God, and our desire is to be in the will of the Lord God, God's will for our life. We are not our own. Jesus paid the price from Calvary for our sins. He bore our sins and iniquity on the cross, and our steps are ordered by the Lord God. Lord, let us be in thy will. Lord, let us lay at the feet of Jesus. Fill us up, Lord, with your power, your anointing, your grace, your mercy, God. Any man that in being Christ, he's a new creature. God, we thank you, God, for gathering, God, all scattered bones together, God. Lord, let the wind, the symbol of the Holy Spirit, God, gather all scattered bones together. We pray healing, God, that our desire is, Lord, that we dwell in the house of the Lord, God, that we are rooted and grounded in his word. God's word is life. It's meat indeed, God. Lord, let us hunger and thirst after your word, God. Lord, we pray, God, that your will be done. Lord, let us lay at the feet of Jesus. Fill us up, Lord. Lord, let us love, Lord, like you love, Lord. Lord, let us have agape love. Our desire is, Lord, Lord, that we be rooted and grounded in your word, God. That we add to the kingdom of God 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, God. We pray healing, Lord. Our desire is that we walk in thy will. Lord, let us look to the hills, from where cometh our help. That all our help, Lord, cometh from the Lord, the God that made the heavens and the earth and everything therein, Lord. Lord, let our ministry and our prayers, God, be a extreme danger for the kingdom of darkness, God. Lord, let us work the work of the Lord God. None of us, Lord, and all of you, God, that the people don't see us, Lord. Our desire is, God, that we walk in the will of the Lord God, that we are the seed of Abraham. And Lord, let Abraham is our father. We walk, God, in the will of the Lord God, that our steps are ordered by the Lord, the God that made the heavens and the earth and everything therein, God. And we speak healing all over the world, God, that we are city on a hill, Lord. And our desire is, Lord, that the nation, God, would come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that we are our brother's keeper, Lord. We pray healing, Lord, all over the land, God. Lord, we pray, God, that your people, God, that don't know you, Lord, become children of the living God. Lord, we pray, God, that the world, God, hear ye the word of the Lord, God. That the nation humble, that we humble ourselves before the Lord, thy God, and pray. And seek the will of the Lord, God, over our life, God. Lord, let us love like you love, Lord. We are the sons of God. Little sons, imitators of God. And we pray healing, God, over the land, God. Lord, let us walk upright before you, God. We pray healing in our nation, God, that the world, God, be a complete change, God. Lord, that we don't call evil good, Lord, and good evil. We pray, God, that the word of God go forth with power and demonstration, bringing healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit, God. Jesus came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. That Jesus said in his word that I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health so as our soul prosper. Lord, let us prosper in thy word, God. We are the sons of God, little sons, imitators of God. We pray, God, that your will be done in our life, God. That any man that be in Christ, he's a new creature. And we pray, God, let the power of God and the anointing of God break every yoke, every burden, sickness and disease and strongholds from out of our life, God. Lord, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that brought us life. Life in Christ Jesus, that he was wounded for our transgression, that he was bruised for our iniquity, for the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes that we are healed. Lord, let us walk in thy will, God. Lord, let us pray, God. Miracle prayer, destiny changing prayers, God. Lord, that we are powerful generators, Lord. Lord, let it fall on us, Lord, all the days of our life, Lord. Lord, let us walk in holiness. Lord, that you said in your word, God, to be ye holy, that I am holy. Lord, let us walk in holiness. Lord, let us do thy will, God. Your will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, God. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, hear our cry, God, that we are the sheep of the Lord of God's pastor, and our steps ordered by the Lord thy God. And we cannot fail with the word of the Lord God. God's word is life. It's meat indeed, Lord. Lord, let us hunger and thirst after your word, God. God sent his word and healed us all. Thank God for the blood that he heals. I am ever what you need. He's more than enough. He's more than the whole world against us, God. Lord, let our desire be that we take a stand for Jesus. Lord, let us stand, God, if we have to stand all by ourselves and proclaim the word of the Lord God over our life. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. Has he not spoken it, shall not he make good of it? Lord, we are little God. Lord, imitators of God. Lord, let us do thy will, God. We praise you, God, for who you are. And what we are in you, Christ Jesus, that we are more than a conqueror in him that loves us, that we are the head and not the tail, we are above and not beneath. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We can't fail with the word of the Lord God. Lord, baptize us, Lord, to pray miracle prayer. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Dumbfound the breakthroughs that confound the world, Lord, that eyes hadn't seen and ears hadn't heard what God has in store for him, them that loves him. Lord, let our desire be the will of the Lord God. Lord, we pray healing, Lord, all over the land, God. Lord, that our mind is renewed daily with the word of God. God's word is life, it's meat indeed. Lord, we thank you for your word. You sent your word and delivered us all, God. Lord, let us walk in thy will, God. Lord, we pray, God, let your word, God, go forth with power and demonstration, bringing healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit. We are the sons of God, imitators of God, and we sit, Lord, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power and might and dominion, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. I turn it over to the next prayer lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Pat, for that powerful prayer on desire. Amen. Our desire is to be in the will of God. And if there's any of you that may be listening on this prayer line today that have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it is not too late. It's the last Friday in 2024. You still have time to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and receive all the promises that he has in store for you. We just want to take this moment out. We don't want to take that for granted. You may have been invited in. You may be listening in. But we just want you to just ask the Lord to come into your heart on today. Just confess, repeat that, you know, that you have sinned, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and died on the cross just for your sins alone. And believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead so that you can now walk by faith and receive him as your personal Savior. That is our desire for you, and that is God's desire as well. Amen. And so we count it all joy. I'm going to now turn it over to our next prayer lead, which is Mother Clark.
Praise the Lord, saints. What a pleasure it is to be up this morning and joining in with this prayer service. It blesses me to hear the different people that pray. And God bless you, sister, for moderating our prayer this morning. I praise God for everyone that has Jesus in their heart. And my topic this morning is tender mercies. I had to think on it because I've often thought about the mercy of God, but tender mercies puts like icing on the cake for it, because God handles us in a tender way. We're his children, and it's how we handle our children, even when we want to correct them, and we want to say it in a tender way, in a way that doesn't do more harm than good. That's why God has called us not to be judges, because he knows how to bring us face to face with ourselves and with our faults by his tender mercies. I want to read just a couple of verses of scripture out of Luke 1. I jumped all over the place in the Bible today to see where to read. But let me start at Luke chapter 1 at verse 76. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to give our feet unto the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts to the day of his showing unto Israel. I may have missed the verse on tender mercies, but I thought about mercy a lot in my life because even mercy brings clouds and showers to keep the sun from burning us up like crispy critters. The sun has a layer that God has placed in between the sun and us that it doesn't do us more harm than good. And so mercy is present in our lives all the time. Mercy has been present before salvation and after salvation. And I praise God for it. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus. We come first of all, Father, praising who you are, how you high and you lifted up. We praise you how you look down low, and yet you never esteem any of us as being lowly. We thank you for not being a respecter of persons. We thank you, Father, for your tender mercies. We thank you, Father, for how you correct us with a loving hand. We thank you, Father, how you guide our feet. And, Father, even when we fall, you tenderly pick us up like the everlasting Father that you are. And yet you're stern enough, Father, to keep us on the right way, going on the right road. We praise you, Lord, for being the lover of our souls. We praise you that we can read your word. We can read the 135th Psalm, and after every stanza it says, "For your mercy endure forever." And there are times when we can just read that psalm, Father, until your presence is warm in our hearts and it moves on up, Father, and clears unwanted things out of our personality. For your mercy endures forever. Father, we love you. We praise you. It was your mercy that kept us from dying when we were sick and didn't know what we were going to do or what the end was going to be. It was your mercy, Lord. It's nothing that we earn. It's nothing that we've done. It's your mercy, Father, that shines the light in front of us. It's your mercy, Father, that causes our hearts to reach out to you, to love you. It's your mercy, Father, that teaches us how to pray for our children and our grandchildren. And we don't have to be shame or hide, Father. We can pray that our children might not be captured by marijuana or any kind of drug, Father, that can be in their presence. We can pray, Father, that you would have mercy on them, even if they put themselves in the wrong atmosphere, in the wrong place, Father, at the wrong time, Father. Have mercy, Lord. Plug their ears up, Father. Don't let anything get a hold of them that would draw them from you, Father. Have mercy, Lord. Wrap yourself around our children and our grandchildren. Have mercy, Father, even upon the young baby that's born and a new life, Father, because we all need your mercy. We need your mercy and your grace. Have mercy, Lord, and shower us with holiness. Have mercy, Lord, and forgive us for our sins, those that we know and those that are unknown. Have mercy, Lord, and regulate our minds. Have mercy, Lord, and bring remembrance to us of lovely things and fun things that we've had with our loved ones that have gone on. Father, we understand that this is a period of time where we can be sad, Father, because someone's not with us this year that was with us last year. Have mercy, Lord. Don't let the sadness drive us down. Have mercy, Lord, and let us think of good times. Have mercy, Lord, on us, Father, and then teach us to have mercy on others. Teach us, Lord, to have mercy on our thoughts over those that are not saved. Teach us, Father, to have enough mercy, Father, to want to grab them and hold them into the fold and bring them unto you, Father. Teach us mercy, Father, as we receive mercy. And, Father, thank you for being tender. Thank you, Father, for not lashing out at us. Thank you, Father, for not harming us when we do wrong, Father. Thank you for your tender mercies, Father, that has guided our lives and keeps us in a perfect way. Thank you for tender mercies, Father, that give us a prayer ministry to come on to in the mornings, Father. We thank you because that's mercy, Lord. We understand that that's mercy, Lord. Thank you for the daily bread, Father, that feeds us, Father, and causes us to be strong. Thank you, Father, that we don't have the mind that we're unteachable. Keep us with a teachable mind, Father. Keep us with a pliable heart, Father. Thank you for having mercy, Father, and letting us stumble when the time is right. Thank you for letting us learn the lessons that you have before us. And thank you for keeping us, Father. Thank you that we can even pray for our bloodline, for those that haven't even come yet. We thank you that we can pray, Father, that they will receive the mercy and the grace from you and run unto you, Father, to be saved with belief and love, Father. Thank you for us being able to shower you with praise, Father, with glory, Father, with the words of our lips, Father, with the actions of our bodies, with our lives, Father, and for loving one another, for even loving those that don't seem to love us. Thank you, Father, that we don't have harsh words to say or harsh feelings, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping our families. Thank you for giving us days and letting us live in a country that allows us to worship you and to call upon your name and to magnify you, Father. Father, that's mercy, and we understand that. It's mercy because there's nothing we could do to earn it. It's mercy, Father, because it's you that gives. Father, thank you for giving your son and allowing him to die for our sins, for our transgressions. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a mindset to receive it, Father. Thank you, Father, for regulating our minds, Father, that we have the good sense, Father, to call upon you and to bless your holy name and to surround ourselves with things, Father, that would magnify and lift you up. Thank you for healing, Father. We know that you are a healer, Father. We've received it before over and over again, and we thank you, Father, for your mercy heals us yet again. We thank you, Father, because you told us things to do, and we still haven't completely complied with you and your word and your wisdom. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you because you're tender and you're loving, Father, and you keep us in your eyesight. Thank you, Father, because we can't imagine how big you are. We can't imagine how great you are. We can't even imagine the extent of your holiness, and yet you have mercy on us, and we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for blessing this call. We thank you for blessing our bishop, Father. Thank you for having mercy on him, Father, and surrounding him with all the things that he needs, Father. Thank you, Father, for blessing Pastor Lenora and causing her, Father, to be the strong woman of God that you've joined him with. We thank you for our families, Lord. Thank you for blessing, Father, that we're able to have a relationship with you and not a relationship with a building or a circumstance or a place where we go. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for the lesson that people have been learning throughout the ages, Father, because you change where we worship at. You change, Father, where we put forth our feelings for you and where we witness, Father, and cause others to come unto you. Thank you for us being pliable, Father, and that's because of your mercy. Thank you for the wisdom that you've given our leaders, Father. Thank you for keeping us, and we send this day unto you and all that are present and worshiping and serving in this ministry. In Jesus' name, I turn it back over to the prayer host.
Amen. Mother Clark, you always bless me. And I know the people are blessed by that powerful prayer. What's from the heart reaches the heart. God bless you. You know, sometimes we need to be reminded of God's tender mercies. Sometimes we just emphasize maybe the challenge and what we're up against. But God's mercy endures forever, forever.
Yes.
Thank God for that word. Thank God for those prayers. We just sincerely, on behalf of the Baca family, we just want to thank all of the prayer leads that have offered prayers throughout the year. We sincerely thank Brother James for his prayer on today, looking beyond my faults. We thank you, Sister Pat, for your prayer on desire. And Mother Clark, again, we thank you and thank God for that prayer regarding tender mercies. If you have to leave, we truly do understand. But before you leave, we just want to reiterate that you can give our partners support through their giving. We encourage you to honor the Lord with your tithe, and He will honor you. Our giving is not in vain. It expands the kingdom of God. So we encourage you, excuse me, to support Bishop Clark and this vision through the word, through prayer, and again, every seed produces a harvest. We encourage you to join us at 9 o'clock for the daily prayer. I'm sorry, it's called the Daily Bread with Bishop Clark. I want to just go over our declaration, our believer's declaration. As believers, we are disciplined through daily ministry. And as mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. The Body of Christ Assembly, our mission statement is that we are a construction site for the family, a university for success, and people vowing to praise His holy name. We are a church impacting, a church in the city impacting the world. Please stay connected with Bishop Clark and this ministry. You can text MAXIMIZE to 55444 to stay connected. Should you have a prayer request, please visit www.ekcministries.org and upload your prayer request, okay, or your guiding people to salvation. Last but not least, your giving can be done through the Cash App, which is $BACA Church, or text to give, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. Again, this is the last Friday of the year. Wow, you know, we're still standing, people of God. We're still standing on God's word. We're still in a victorious position. God said it, and it is so. So I just want to close us out in prayer. I'm coming from Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, and the 6th verse. And I don't have a particular topic. I just want to encourage God's people on today. The scripture reads, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is he that doeth and go with." And I'm sorry, let me read this again. "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." So we are not alone. God is fighting this battle. We're still here. A year in review. Last year, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a permanent job. I still had a job assignment, if you understand what I'm saying, because God gives us purpose. I could just go on and on and on of the different miracles that God has worked in my life. but it's not about me. Just reminisce on what God has done for you. And just, again, stay encouraged on today. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you on today. We lift up your holy name, Lord God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Hallelujah. There is none like your name, Lord God. High and low, there's none like you, Lord God. We thank you for being in a covenant relationship with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are a faithful man, Lord God. You are a provider, Lord God. Father God, we lift up those that are single, Lord God, those that are bereaved, Lord God. Father God, some are struggling with loneliness, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. But we thank you for a breakthrough on today, Lord God. If they just dare praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, we lay it at your feet, Lord God. Because your word says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed, Lord God. You came to set the captives free, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's in the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Some are struggling, Lord God, with alcoholism, Lord God. And the alcohol produces spirits, Lord God, that they later are shamed about, Lord God. Father God, we curse that spirit of that foul spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we call for, hallelujah, holiness in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore them, Lord God, back to the fold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We've been waiting for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We break those homosexual spirits, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the plans of God will come to pass, Lord God. In this year, Lord God, 2024, it is not too late, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the plans that the enemy had, Lord God, are aborted, Lord God. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord God, that we shall see the manifestation of your word, Lord God. Father God, you are a God that answers 5 minutes before midnight, Lord God. So we say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. Our hands are in a victorious position, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for good reports, Lord God. Hallelujah, that those court orders are being thrown out of court, Lord God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, for favor on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, we thank you that the prodigal sons and daughters are coming home, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It all is well in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, because your word declares it to be, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Excuse me. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for a praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. He who the Son sets free is free indeed, that your people can close the year out praising your holy name, Lord God. Whatever their situation is, Lord God, you are a God that meets us at our need. We thank you for Bishop, Lord God, in this prayer ministry, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Lenore and her vision, Lord God, and all that you're doing for her, Lord God. How you've turned her health situation around for another testimony, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the prayer leads, Lord God. We thank you for those that are standing in agreement, Lord God, with this vision, Lord God, and we know that the best is yet to come, Lord God. So, Father God, we close this year out with this Friday out, Lord God, with a praise, Lord God, on one accord, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the mighty hand of you, Lord God, that we can share it, Lord God, with our family members, Lord God. We can share it with strangers, Lord God. Our God is alive and well and still doing a new thing. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you again for this ministry, Lord God, that it will thrive and flourish in 2025 like never before, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in the lives of your people, Lord God, regardless of who is in office, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word still declares that we are victorious, that we're the head and not the tail. We're the lender and not the borrower, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. Sister LaShonda, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you just bring us out with One Accord, Turning Up the Praise by Mary Mary, Loose the Shackles? Come on, people, whether you're at home, whether you can start a line dance, but we just want to We just want our bodies to be in agreement that we are free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Keep going?
Yes.
Okay.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. But you see, I've been down for so long, like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you
to
my
through your circumstances. Come on, praise him, y'all. Just want to praise you. Put your hands and give him a praise.
Everything that could go wrong, always wrong at one time. Too much pressure fell on me. I thought I was going to lose my mind.
Come on and praise him, y'all. Just want to praise.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on and praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Just want to praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
I don't know about you, but I found that out a long time ago.
It's in the praise, y'all.
So I just encourage you to turn up the praise. You know, again, I've been saying it's the last Friday of 2024. And if you've ever had any kind of, you know, secular experience, you know that on Fridays, you've worked hard all week. Everybody goes out happy hour. Everybody unwinds on a Friday. Well, a friend of mine used to say, because I've been walking with the Lord a long time, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. So even though our time is winding up, we're going to get ready to worship the Lord and continue this praise by watching the Daily Bread, Bishop Clark, our dynamic man of God, just a fresh word all the time. I want to say his last sermon was Help is on the Way, or God is on the Way. So again, people of God, be encouraged on today. God is still moving. God is still doing a new thing, and he's worthy to be praised. We're looking forward to you joining us. We're looking forward to hearing your testimonies, and be blessed. God bless you.